This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 66.
В эфире 66-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы узнаете больше о разных профессиях и занятиях и научитесь задавать вопросы по теме. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Dormitory.
Общежитие.
Elevator.
Лифт.
Helicopter.
Вертолет.
License.
Лицензия, официальное разрешение, права, удостоверение.
Oil.
Нефть.
Pilot.
Пилот.
Recreation.
Отдых.
Oil rig.
Буровая вышка.
Tour.
Экскурсия.
To drill.
Сверлить, бурить.
To fly. Flew.
Летать, летел.
To repair.
Ремонтировать.
To train.
Тренировать.
Amazed.
Удивленный.
Cheap.
Дешевый.
Comfortable.
Удобный, комфортабельный.
Mechanical.
Механический.
Recreation area.
Зона отдыха.
Offshore.
Недалеко от берега, в открытом море.
Safe. Safer.
Безопасный, более безопасный.
Back and forth.
Туда и обратно.
Below deck.
В трюме, под палубой. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер находится на нефтепоисковой установке в Мексиканском заливе. Он беседует с пилотом вертолета и работниками буровой вышки.
Let's go inside. It's quiet inside.
Good idea.
Where are we? We're in the elevator. It goes to the recreation area. We can get a cup of coffee there and talk quietly.
Is there a recreation area?
Haven't you been below deck?
No, I haven't. Tell me about it. What does everyone do? Tell me all about this oil rig.
I can't tell you all about it. I'm just a helicopter pilot. We'll ask some of the workers. They can tell you what they do.
Where is the rig exactly?
We're in the Gulf of Mexico, about 100 miles from Texas and Mexico. This is called an offshore rig. The workers on the rig are drilling for oil in the Gulf.
Is that like drilling for oil on land?
I think so. We can ask the men working here. You have all these machines and equipment drilling for oil, but we're in the middle of all this water.
Do the men live here?
Yes, for a short time. Then they have vacation at their homes on land. That's one of the things I do. I take them back and forth to land. It's like going to a job in another city.
Or like going away to school. You live in a dormitory away from your family and other friends.
The men are older than schoolboys.
Does the rig stay here when they find oil?
Not this rig. This is a drilling rig. When they find oil, this rig goes to another place. They bring another rig for pumping the oil. The work is different.
Do some men live on that rig?
Yes, a smaller number of men live on that rig.
The rig has to be very strong, doesn't it?
Of course. There are many storms here. The rig must be very strong. Here we are. This is the recreation room.
It looks very comfortable.
It's not bad. I don't stay here very long.
What is your job?
I pilot the helicopter. That's it. I fly from Texas or Louisiana to the rig. Then I go back. I bring men, supplies, equipment, whatever's needed. I take the workers back and forth. I fly the owners here to the rig sometimes. I carry the supervisors back to meetings.
Is there a lot of flying?
Every day. People go back and forth all the time. There's always something to carry.
Why doesn't the company use a boat? Isn't that cheaper?
They do use boats. They bring fuel by boat. They need some things in a hurry. Equipment breaks. They need someone to repair the equipment. He works in Louisiana, not here. So I go to get him.
What about food? Do you bring the food?
Yes. The men have very good food. I bring videos for entertainment. It's something different every day. Would you like to take a tour of the rig?
I would like that very much.
I'll find a supervisor.
Основные вопросы о профессиях или занятиях очень просты. Послушайте.
What do you do?
I fly a helicopter.
What is your job?
I'm a helicopter pilot.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have a job. I have a job.
What is your job? What is your job?
I'm a producer. I'm a producer.
Where do you work? Where do you work?
I work at the Voice of America. I work at the Voice of America.
What do you do? What do you do?
I produce radio shows. I produce radio shows.
Теперь вы ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина.
What do you do?
Отвечайте. I teach history или I work at the library.
Do you have a job?
Говорите. Yes, I do. Или No, I don't.
What is your job?
I'm a secretary или I'm a teacher.
Thanks. That was very interesting. May I ask some questions about being a pilot?
Sure. Do you want a drink? We didn't have our cup of coffee.
Yes. Let's go back to the recreation room. Can we get coffee there?
Sure.
Where is the recreation room?
Follow me.
Мартин находится на нефтебуровой вышке в Мексиканском заливе. Он продолжает интервью с пилотом вертолета о его работе.
This is very comfortable, and the coffee is good. Thanks. Are all the men working?
Some are working. Some are sleeping. Nobody comes here after lunch. The men come here after work. It'll be busy soon.
What about the men who work at night?
Sometimes they come early in the morning, but they usually come after they sleep.
How long have you been a pilot?
A helicopter pilot? 18 years. I flew before that, though.
What do you mean?
I had a pilot's license before I became a helicopter pilot. I flew light airplanes. You know, the little ones.
When did you start flying?
When I was 15 years old. I had a pilot's license before I could drive a car. My dad was a pilot.
What kind of training do you have?
Do you mean for flying a helicopter?
Yes.
I was in the Army. I trained in the Army. I always wanted to fly. That's why I joined the Army. I knew they would train me and give me experience.
Did you always want to be a helicopter pilot?
I don't think so. I can't remember exactly. I became interested after I joined the Army. I was amazed.
A helicopter amazed you?
Yes, I couldn't believe them.
What do you mean?
I couldn't believe they could fly, but I wanted to try it.
Which is more difficult to fly, a plane or a helicopter?
A small plane is easy.
Have you flown a military plane or a large, fast plane?
No, I think the flying is similar. A helicopter is maybe harder at low speeds and hovering.
Tell me about hovering.
You know what that means, don't you? The helicopter just stays in one place in the air. It's like it just sits there in space.
That looks easy.
But it isn't. The wind moves the helicopter. The pilot keeps it steady.
It was windy when we landed on the rig.
That's what I mean. You have to be very careful.
Is the training for airplane and helicopter pilots the same?
No, it's not the same. It's similar. Much of the training is the same, but some things are different. Helicopters are much slower than jet planes.
That sounds like a good thing to me.
Maybe you're right.
Are helicopters safe?
Sure. They're safer than jet planes.
Why?
They can go slow, very slow. If the engine fails, they are better than a plane. You can come down in a helicopter safely. Hey, Charlie. This is Charlie Swope, Martin.
Hello, Charlie. I'm Martin Lerner.
I'm happy to meet you. We don't have many visitors.
What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
What kind of engineer?
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
What kind of job do you have? What kind of job do you have?
What do you do? What do you do?
Are you an engineer? Are you an engineer?
What kind of engineer are you? What kind of engineer are you?
He is a mechanical engineer. He is a mechanical engineer.
What is the pilot's job? What is the pilot's job?
The pilot flies back and forth. The pilot flies back and forth.
Yes, he brings men, supplies, equipment, whatever is needed. He brings men, supplies, equipment, whatever is needed.
Теперь Мартин представит вам двух сотрудников на буровой вышке. Спросите их, чем они занимаются.
Hello, this is Charlie.
Спрашивайте поскорее. What do you do, Charlie?
This is Billy Mitchell.
Говорите, hi, Billy. What kind of job do you have?
This is Saul Yoder.
Живее. What's your job, Mr. Yoder?
Hey, turn that down, please. Thanks. I want you to meet Martin Lerner. He wants to ask you some questions about the rig, okay?
Sure. I don't mind. Go ahead.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Общежитие.
Dormitory. Dormitory.
Лифт.
Elevator. Elevator.
Вертолет.
Helicopter. Helicopter.
Лицензия. Официальное разрешение. Право на производство работ.
License. License.
Нефть.
Oil. Oil.
Пилот.
Pilot. Pilot.
Отдых.
Recreation. Recreation.
Зона отдыха.
Recreation area. Recreation area.
Машина.
Machine. Machine.
Вышка, установка.
Rig. Rig.
Нефтяная вышка.
Oil rig. Oil rig.
Учеба, подготовка, тренировка.
Training. Training.
Экскурсия.
Tour. Tour.
Глаголы сверлить, бурить.
To drill. To drill.
Летать, летел.
To fly, flew. To fly, flew.
Ремонтировать, чинить.
To repair. To repair.
Тренировать.
To train. To train.
Прилагательное. Удивленный.
Amazed. Amazed.
Дешевый.
Cheap. Cheap.
Комфортабельный, удобный.
Comfortable. Comfortable.
Механический.
Mechanical. Mechanical.
Безопасный, более безопасный.
Safe, safer. Safe, safer.
Наречие. Недалеко от берега.
Offshore. Offshore.
Под палубой, в трюме.
Below deck. Below deck.
Туда и обратно.
Back and forth. Back and forth.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 66-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь понимать просьбы и давать разрешения, а также просить разрешения что-либо сделать. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Самолет.
Airplane.
Бой, битва.
Battle.
Койка.
Bunk.
Клуб.
Club.
Палуба.
Deck.
Чрезвычайное обстоятельство.
Emergency.
Праздник.
Holiday.
Авианосец.
Aircraft carrier.
Ценить, быть признательным.
To appreciate.
Полагаться, рассчитывать на, зависеть.
To depend on.
Пространство, место.
Space.
Оставлять неиспользованным, тратить попусту.
To waste. To waste space.
Познакомиться.
To meet.
Каюта, жилье, помещение.
Quarters.
Гостиная, комната отдыха.
Lounge.
Секреты.
Secrets.
Безопасность.
Security.
Корабль.
Ship.
Рабочее место. Здесь, в данном случае, место приписки.
Station.
Экскурсия.
Tour.
Точный.
Exact.
Ядерный.
Nuclear.
Запретный, неразрешенный.
Off limits.
Верхний.
Upper.
Не возражаю.
I don't mind.
Хорошо.
Okay.
Конечно.
Of course. Sure.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю, «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.